Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. We're going to talk spring cleaning today on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Joining us is Charlene Bush from Two Men and a Truck. So if you're doing spring cleaning, Charlene, your moving and storage company will also haul your junk away. I love that. How does this work?
Junk removal works great with moving. So if you need to make more space in your garage, you can give us a call. We're happy to come. You point to the items, we haul them out for you, and then we will take them either to the dump if they can be disposed of, but we also reduce, reuse, recycle, and repurpose whenever possible. So even if you've got items in the home like furniture that you no longer want, and you can contact Habitat for Humanity or the Salvation Army, and we can take those items and drop them off for you.
Wow, that is a great service. This is a relatively new aspect to your business, right?
It is, yes. It's very exciting for us.
You also will store items for people at Two Men in a Truck. How does that work?
So storage too, a lot of people, especially in today's home market, you know, you're selling your house very quickly, probably more quickly than you even anticipated, and you may not have something else lined up right away. So what do you do with your items in between? If we're doing your move and you need long-term or even short-term storage, we do crated storage solutions. We put all of your items padded and stretched wrap to protect them. We put them into crates. We keep an inventory list. And then when you're ready to move, give us a call. We take those crates to your home. We open them up and then we unload everything and bring it safely into your house.
Wow. You know, we are in a community that we have a lot of universities here. And I know that you specialize in student moves as well, or people that are moving into apartments, maybe have lesser amount of items, and you do crate storage, 1,000 pounds or less, and you have kind of a unique aspect to how you do this. Talk a little bit about that program.
The cardboard crates, yes, are definitely new for us, and it is a great option if you are a college student or you've got an apartment or you just have a limited amount of things to move. The cardboard crates will hold up to 1,000 pounds. We pad and stretch wrap everything that goes in them, and then we use a third-party carrier to transport those crates. So they're delivered to the franchise that's closest to where you're going to be moving to, and then that franchise will receive the crate and load the items onto a truck and then bring them to your new residence and unload them into your home.
The history behind Two Men in a Truck is really interesting as well. And I think because of the history, there's a lot of community aspect to your business and community service that you do. So first tell everyone how Two Men in a Truck started. It really was Two Men in a Truck.
It really was. Yeah, it's a great story. John and Briggs Sorber were in their college days and just looking for something to do for extra money in between, semesters. And so they had a pickup truck and started hauling junk. When they went back to school, the phone kept ringing and their mom said, "Do you guys mind if I keep this going?" And so she bought a box truck and one turned into two. And at some point, I believe it was a friend or a business associate said to her, "Hey, Mary Ellen, have you ever thought of franchising this?" And she was like, I don't even know what that means. But it's a service that people seem to need. So sure, we'll franchise it. And, flash forward from the mid-1980s and we're in almost all 50 states. And, we've got a great presence and we've built a great brand.
It should be Mom's Two Boys in a Truck.
That would have been adorable.
Yeah, I know. Leave it to a mom to come up with this.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fantastic. Well, and that leads me to your community service aspect. Speaking of moms, Movers for Moms campaign is a specialty of Two Men in a Truck, and this supports the Safe House Center here in Ann Arbor. Tell us about this, Charlene.
So the community service, like, that's near and dear to my heart when it comes to Two Men in a Truck. They started this brand, they started giving back from the very beginning. So Mary Ellen, when she made her first $1,000, she cut 10 different checks for $100 each and she gave it all away. So we've been doing this, supporting the community since, the inception of Two Men in a Truck. Movers for Moms is something that gives each franchise, because we all participate, it's a national campaign, each franchise can partner with the, typically it's a women's shelter. So one in your community that helps women that are living in crisis. And we work with them to collect essential items that they just have to have to help these women. You know, if you're leaving the home in the middle of the night and, you know, your safety is at stake, you're not packing before you go, you're just getting out. And so, you know, having things like deodorant, toothbrushes, toothpaste, cleaning supplies, things like that are just, you know, they're very much needed. And so this year, because of the pandemic, we're doing things a little bit different. In the past, we used to put collection boxes and we would have businesses as partners with us. But just to limit that face-to-face contact, we have, we've got an Amazon Smile link, and it's posted on our Two Men in a Truck Ann Arbor Facebook page. And if you click the link, it will bring up all of the items that Safe House Center is in need of. You can purchase an item and it gets delivered directly to Safe House Center. So it doesn't even come to our franchise. It goes directly to them and they will receive a note too as to who purchased the item and what it was. So then they can turn around and send you a thank you note.
So you can make the purchase online through Amazon Smile?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. That makes it so easy to give back to the community and help out, particularly in this pandemic that we're still under, right?
Exactly. Yeah. We're very thankful that, you know, we were able to still have the campaign. Last year we had to cancel it. And I know for a lot of the shelter partners that we have, it was very difficult because, you know, they were hit as well and they're still trying to provide service. So
right.
We are running this campaign through May 7th, Friday, so that hopefully, you know, the moms that are being supported by Safe House Center, they're remembered on Mother's Day. We want to do what we can to help them feel special.
Oh, that's wonderful that Two Men in a Truck does this. Movers for Moms campaign. It's underway this year. They couldn't do it last year. So it's just so very important as all of us get back on our feet to help others do so as well at Safe House Center. And again, you can get the link for the Amazon Smile, which is where you're going to want to make your donation and order from there. And it'll go directly to Safe House in Ann Arbor. You can find that link on the Movers at the 2 Minute Truck Ann Arbor Facebook page. Just look for the Movers for Moms Amazon Smile link. Again, 2 Minute Truck Ann Arbor. They've got a great Facebook page set up there, and you can be part of something pretty wonderful helping out others in our community. Oh, and I almost forgot, coming up, you've got Pitch Your Paint Day that is happening at all of your locations of Two Men in a Truck in the Detroit metro area. This is April 17th. How does this work?
So this is going to be the first time that we do this, but people have, I know I do, I've probably got like 15 gallons of paint or cans of paint with something left in them at my home. I know our garbage company won't take them if the paint is not dried out. And we want to dispose of these things in a safe manner so that it's friendly for the environment. So we're offering on April 17th from 8 until noon, all of the Detroit Metro franchises are participating, but you can drive to the location and you can hand us your paint cans. If between 1 in 5 cans of paint, I believe is $5, and then 6 plus gallons, it's $4 each for us to take them. We will open up all of the gallons of paint. We will add the drying agent. We'll let it all dry, and then we will take everything and we will dispose of it properly so that it's environmentally friendly. So if you want to get rid of your old paint cans, stop up and see us.
Boy, that's well worth it. And so is it only on that day you want to drop them off, or how does that work?
It's only on that day. If it's successful, then we're going to try it again in the fall. But you just drive up. You don't even need to get out of your car. You can pop the trunk, so it can be pretty contactless for us to get the paint from you. We're going to take it, and again, we'll make sure that it's dried out and it gets disposed of properly.
All right, again, coming up on April 17th, 8 a.m. until noon, Pitch Your Paint Day. So look in your basements and around your home. If you've got any old paint there, this is a great and safe way to dispose of it at Two Men and a Truck. And Charlene Bush, Marketing Director with us here on 1290 WLBY. Tell everyone exactly where Two Men and a Truck is in Ann Arbor.
We are located just off of Jackson Road on Dino Drive. We've got a brand new building there on the corner.
All right. Home business, junk removal, storage, long distance moving. They do it all. And they're now offering junk removal and storage services as well at Two Men and a Truck. Great business and great story behind it as well. And I just love the community service aspect. And I know that's near and dear to your heart, Charlene. You do a
great job. Very much so, yes.
Yeah, you do a great job with it. Charlene Bush, Marketing Director at Two Men and a Truck on our Around the Home segment today. And for more information, you can go online. Give everyone that website, Charlene.
TwoMenAndATruck.com.
Easy enough. And spell out the two, T-W-O, TwoMenAndATruck.com. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. Our thanks to Charlene Bush. And more coming up on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.